The VAT due on VAT returns can be paid in a number of different ways. Obviously, you can send a cheque with a return, and on the VAT return, you will see a payment enclosed box. You simply tick this box and put the cheque in with the VAT return. You can pay VAT electronically. If you do so, you get an extra 7 days after the due date in which to pay the VAT due. This is not quite as good as it sounds, because if you pay by cheque and you put your VAT return and payment in one day before the due date, it will take 3 or 4 days or maybe more to clear. Whereas if you pay electronically, it will be taken from your bank account on the day you authorise the payment. Nevertheless, you do get an extra 7 days to pay the VAT due. So in my example, a VAT return period ending 31st of March, the due date for payment electronically would be the 7th of May. You can also submit VAT returns electronically, provided you sign up on the HM Revenue and Customs website. If you go to www.hmrc.gov.uk and click on eVAT, you'll be directed to the section which explains how you register for submitting VAT returns electronically. The best thing about electronic returns is you do get an acknowledgement from HM Revenue and Customs that they have received the return, whereas you do not get an acknowledgement if you submit a paper return. You can pay your VAT by direct debit. This is a fairly new facility, but is very good. If you do pay by direct debit, you get an extra 3 days after the electronic payment of 7 days to submit your return. So you get an extra 10 days to pay the VAT due. The money is collected from your bank account on the third working day after the return is due. And if you submit the return electronically, you automatically get the extra 7 days. So you can see that in my example, if you had a VAT return period ending 31st of March and you pay by direct debit, the payment would not be due until the 10th of May. The figures and the VAT returns can be submitted any time if you pay by direct debit, but the money is never taken until the 10th day after the end of the VAT accounting period. This can be useful if you go on holiday. You could submit your return shortly after the due date, but not pay the VAT due until 10 days after the due date.